He's preaching in the synagogues. He's healing the sick, raising the dead, and causing the blind to see. Jesus is here, the hope of the world. The prophecy of the prophets, the theme of David's psalm. At last, he's here. But can you imagine people being so prejudiced about their own opinions and thoughts that the Son of God is literally walking this earth, preaching, teaching, reaching out to the souls of men, and they have the audacity to say, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Little did they know it was their last chance. He would leave Galilee and make that journey to Jerusalem. And there die on an old rugged cross. John 6:66 says, they walked no more with him. They never came back. Dangerous to backslide. Dangerous to turn your back on the Lord. When we think about these folks, these Jews, if you will, turning their back on him, we're reminded of Hebrews chapter 6, where he said it is impossible that after they've tasted of the heavenly gift, this was Hebrews that was walking away. They would walk right back into the facade of their old religion. Amen. And they would go ahead and join back up with that old, outdated, false way. Amen. Because you see, the law and the prophets were to John. Since then, the kingdom of heaven is preached. When they left the message of the kingdom of heaven, they went back to the law and the prophets, which never did save anybody. Couldn't. It just pushed their sins on down and blessed them on the credit until Jesus shed his blood. But when Jesus said, you're going to have blood, they said, us? Children of Abraham? You're going to have some different food instead of the blood of bulls and goats. You're going to have to drink my blood and eat my flesh. And they said, this is a hard saying. Who can bear it? Amen. And they turned away from him who by himself had the words of eternal life and walked no more with him. Were they justified in their misunderstanding? Were they justified in their walking away? No. They had the same chance that Peter, James, John, and the rest of them had. But they never came back. Sad thing when people go away and join a false religion. Get wrapped up in the thing that's, oh, there's good in all churches. You know better than that. You've been taught the right way. Amen. Well, at least they're in church. What good is it when it's a facade? What good is it when it's a travesty? What good is it when it's hypocrisy? What good is it when you know better? And they knew better because Jesus told them better. Amen. It's dangerous to join a substandard religion, church, or what have you. Because once you get hooked up with the wrong thing, almost always you never come back. Amen. You know better than that once in grace, always grace junk. You know better than to pray to Mary that Mary don't answer prayer and Mariology is a lie. You know better than that. The only way you can follow that junk is deceive yourself. Amen. But they're walking away. They're looking for a cheaper brand. Amen. They're walking away. And they're joining up with the wrong thing. Running with the wrong crowd. Amen. A few years ago, when down in Mobile, Alabama, Sister Collins and I was preaching down there quite a bit. We held four mighty revivals, and the two last revivals, nearly two last ones. The last one was that time I got healed of ulcers, but the one next to that, I held them 2 weeks apart. Two-week revival, 2 weeks apart. I mean, preached 2 weeks, came home to my church. Amen. Brother Harley called me back down, said, I want you to come finish this revival. And I went down and preached 2 more weeks. And 2 preachers came out of that revival. Amen. And they've been praying down at the Lot Road Baptist Church. And the pastor's wife, well, before that, one of the boys that was praying in those Tuesday night prayer meetings at the Lot Road Baptist Church, just a few miles down the road from Brother Harley's church, he told Brother Harley or Brother Clyde or somebody, said, I'm beginning to believe there's something to that Holy Ghost you all talking about. Said, the other night in our prayer meeting, said, I got so close to speaking in tongues, I had to shut my mouth. Well, there's a lady came to our revival and come find out she was dressed holiness, had a dress on, long dress on, amen, sleeves in her dress, and we found out that was the wife of the pastor of the Lot Road Baptist Church, amen. And she came and worshiped with us and fellowshiped with us and got into the revival because she had got the Holy Ghost and was praying that her husband get the Holy Ghost. And you know what he did? And a bunch of the deacon board got the Holy Ghost. And a bunch of them got the Holy Ghost. Amen. But you know where the trouble arose from? It was those backslid Pentecost that joined the Baptist church to find the lower standard. And when they started getting the Holy Ghost, they raised an opposition against them. One of them was a lady that used to be holiness, sitting right on the piano. She knew all about it. She knew the direction of the church. The church was going. Amen. And that's why she raised such a storm. Amen. Because she had been there and she wasn't ready to go back to holiness. That's why she came down there in the first place. Amen. And here they are getting the Holy Ghost and getting separated from the world. Amen. And she is threatened. Amen. One reason these folks left is because their religion was threatened. The blood of bulls and goats and sheep and doves wasn't enough anymore. The flesh of the sacrifices wasn't enough anymore. Jesus said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Amen. And they said, this is a hard saying. And they walked away. You may walk away from here and join something else, but you know better. You're going with both eyes wide open. Amen. Amen. But let me talk about another one here. Amen. He said, have I not I chosen you 12? This is the 70th verse. And one of you is a devil. He was still there. He didn't walk away, but he was gone just the same. Jesus had lost Judas and him right in the camp. Have I not I chosen you 12? He prayed later in the 17th chapter of John, said, of those thou hast given me, I have lost none, save the son of perdition. He lost him right in church. There's a lot of people sitting around in church that's not there. You're looking at me, bat your eyes a little bit so I'll know you're still alive. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of folks that's sitting around in Pentecostal churches. Amen. They're not there. They come late and leave early. Why? They don't want a fellowship. Huh? No fellowship anymore. No accord anymore. I visited one of them in a psychiatric ward. Old gray-haired sister shouted the victory right down here in front. Amen. And I thought I'd do my duty as a pastor, and I found her in the psychiatric ward over here at Fort Hamilton Hughes. And she said, I didn't want to see any of you. Said, it just brings old memories back. Amen. She walked away. Never to return. Amen. I mean, you see, Jesus saw right through Judas. He said, one of you is a devil. I mean, he loved him, but he knew what he was. He was with him, but he wasn't with him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. He knew who should betray him. Amen. I mean, Judas was with him in body, but his mind was far away. He had other ideas about how it ought to be run. Isn't that amazing how Judas thought to teach Jesus that, amen, that perfume, that alabaster box equal to a year's wages should have been sold and given to the poor instead of poured on the body of Jesus. Jesus said, let her alone. Judas grumbled when one of the most charitable things had been done for Jesus just before he died. He said, she's anointed my body for the burial. You know why she did that? She was in it to the finish. She was in it all the way. You know why Judas grumbled about the offering she brought? Because he was there, but he wasn't in it. He was robbing the offering himself and living on it, and his family was a party to it. Jesus said, one place, one of you is a thief. Amen. He stayed and betrayed. What about that? Amen. He was a fellow. Oh yes, a fellow apostle, but no fellowship. Amen. What's that? When you don't care about fellowshipping with the people of God and with holiness folks. You know, a lot of people leave here and go to a Pentecostal church that hasn't got any standard, anything goes. Amen. They don't have to fellowship. They can hide behind a bigger crowd to sin. Amen. They go to church, go home. Amen. They get all buttered up and all flattered and all plastered. Amen. And they come to church plastered and they leave church plastered. Amen. They wave at each other and nobody knows each other's private life. They hide behind each other to sin. Amen. They're fellows, but there's no fellowship. Amen. They came late and left early. Amen. They grumbled about the alabaster box. Amen. That's why some folks leave church. They don't like the offering part. Amen. I'm like Brother Bench. Brother Bench took a church that was a no-tithe church up there in Seymour, Missouri, and they was offended when you said too much about money. Amen. And Brother Bench said, I went to Springfield and said, I got me some cups. take the offering. I said, what's them cups for, Brother Bench? Amen, Brother Bench talked with a lisp, you know, and he had buck teeth, and everything he said was funny. And Brother Bench said, I have to take the offering in. Oh, Brother Bench, he said, if you take an offering here, said, the people will leave. Said, they'll be offended and they'll leave. He said, pass the cup and let them go. Said, you buzzards is going to feed me. Said, if I was going to work for a living, said, I stayed in California where I was making $100 a day. Amen. And he stayed at Seymour and brought it out for God. Amen. Hallelujah. That was Brother Bench. Praise God. But some of them probably did leave. Amen. Amen. Hey, you know why? They had dollar signs on their eyeballs. They're afraid you're going to get some of their money taking an offering. Amen. Hey, that money ain't going to do you any good in the grave. Amen. You can't buy one star in your crown in the grave. You can't send the gospel to the ends of the earth in the grave. You can't obey the Great Commission after you're in the grave. You just got one chance to do the Great Commission. Go into all the world or send somebody, and that's right now. Judas just had one chance. He would be missing one day. The rope that he found to commit suicide because his conscience was so guilty. It was rotten. They found him at the foot of the hill. He'd fell on the craggy rocks and his bowels had gushed out. Judas went to his own place. Amen. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of folks that's sitting around church just to save face. They don't want to look bad to the family. After all, their family's been in the church for years. Amen. And so they're in a face-saving operation. Amen. They don't have any grace. In fact, they're a disgrace. Amen. They go to church and look pretty good on the surface, but their private life is a wreck. And what they do in secret is bad business. Amen. They're keeping up an image because everybody will see. And Judas had to keep up his image. After all, that's where he was getting his grocery money out of the offering. Amen. So he had to keep up his image. Amen. Oh, yes. They ran out of love a long time ago. They loved something else. They love their own preconceived ideas and their own prejudices. Amen. They love their own ideology, even though it was false. Amen. And there's enough folks sitting around church that's got enough crazy ideas to kill them. Enough crazy ideas to bring a curse on them for the rest of their life. You talk about a Kennedy curse. Amen. I'd rather have a Kennedy curse outright than to be sitting in church and be cursed. Having heard the gospel. Amen. It may be some sort of a Kennedy curse. I don't know. Amen. Joseph Kennedy had already had the ships loaded with scotch sitting out in the international waters just outside the boundary of the United States of America when they voted to end prohibition. Joseph Kennedy, that's where he got his money to send all of his boys so high in politics, was from the royalties off of the scotch that he sold. He had royalties on it, still does. Amen. But God has seen to it that the one that put the bottle to so many people's lives and ended so many homes and orphaned so many children, he would not have any more to sit on the throne in the United States of America. Amen. That, if any, is the Kennedy curse. That, if any, is enough And I don't care how many prelates, I don't care how many cardinals, I don't care how much mass you go to, it's not enough. You gotta have His blood. You gotta have His flesh. Amen. Jesus said that when you eat My blood and My flesh, they knew what it meant. Eastern mind, they knew about those things. They knew the meaning of what He said. He told them, you got to enter into a life like Mine and live like Me and walk like Me. And they weren't going to do that. Amen. And so they walked away. And they never came back. Boy, haven't we got an appetite today. We're gung-ho for everything in the world. I mean, we are rational people today. We know how to eat the fish and spit out the bones. Amen. But are we? Amen. What if the fish itself is poison? Amen. I told Brother Wheeler, I said, them bones won't hurt you. He said, it won't help me neither. Amen. If you chew them up small enough and swallow them, they'll digest and enter into your system just like the rest of it. Amen. We used to catch those suckers back home, and those old-timers, you know, we didn't bother about filleting them and scoring them because that wasted too much good meat. And we was protein-starved. We was hungry. Amen. So we fried the whole thing. Amen. And we didn't fillet fish back then because that throwed too much of the meat away. That wasted too much of the meat. Nobody. We ate the whole thing. Those old timers, amen, they knew how. How many times I've heard it said, amen, that the fish went in one side of their mouth and the bones came out the other. That's the way it looked. I tried it. I wasn't too lucky at it, but I didn't starve. Amen. I swallowed a bone out of a sucker one day and carried it around for a week. It finally dissolved and digested and went on down. Amen. But it's lodged in my throat for a week. We didn't go to the doctor or nothing. Amen. I didn't hardly notice it. Amen. When we ate fish back in the country that's full of bones, hey, we always had a big pone of cornbread, and they recommended, amen, that you swallow a whole lot of cornbread with your fish, and the bones had gone down. Amen. But boy, we know how to do it today. We're rational people today. We know how to accommodate the world. I'll tell you what you're doing. You're leaving by the degree. And someday they're going to look around and say, we're Brother so-and-so anyhow. He left. And most of the time, they never came back. The Bible does, however, in the 15th chapter of John, give us an example. In the 15th chapter of Luke, give us an example of one that made it back. Praise God. Jesus gives us a parable about two sons. One said, after the father said, go work in My vineyard, and he said, no, I ain't going. But he changed his mind and said, Dad asked me to work in his vineyard, and that's the least I can do for him after all he's done for me. And he repented and went, even though he said he wasn't going. He told another one of his sons, go work in My vineyard. He said, I go, sir. Amen. He said, just as soon as I get past the front gate, I'm heading for town. I'm not going to work in that hot sun, that vineyard, that old man. And Jesus said, which one did the will of his father? The one that said, I'm not a-going and went. Or the one that said, I go, sir, and went not. Which one did the will of the Father? Oh, there's a lot of people talking, but it's like in the Depression. They said you can hear anything except meat frying and money rattling. Amen. Nowadays, you can still hear anything. Amen. People will tell you anything. Oh, Brother Collins, amen. I'm going to pay for that. I'm going to pay for that. They never have. They backslid and claimed to get back to the Lord once, and amen, and got some more stuff that they didn't pay for. Amen. What if they come back to the highway of holiness and pray again and get saved again and, amen, want to get up here and interrupt the service and testify again when they never have paid for nothing that they said they was going to pay for? Amen. I'm going to tell them, you're going to have to keep your word first. Your testimony is no good if your word's not any good. Amen. Huh? Hallelujah. If your word's no good, you can't preach. If you can't keep your word and pay your bills, why are you going to preach? Thou shalt not steal. Amen. Thou shalt not covet. Why do people get in over their head till they can't see out and then don't pay their bills? Amen. It's because of covetousness. The Bible said covetousness is idolatry. Amen. Oh, yes. You're leaving by the degrees. We're losing you. Jesus said, I've lost none except the son of perdition. But thank God for the prodigal son. He puts a lot of people to shame. He at least came to himself. His reasoning powers came back. Thank God for Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. He at least came to himself. After 7 years, praise God, he got his mind back. And he wrote a whole chapter in the book of Daniel. Said, I thought it good to show the things that the Lord hath done. Praise God. Hey, hallelujah. He came back. He got his mind back. Amen. Hey, thank God there is hope. If you will, you can. You can come all the way back. And you can have the blessing again. Amen. It might not be quite the same, but it could be better. Amen. Oh, Brother McLean's Burrell, Illinois, that had backslid and got back to the Lord. And he was coming to our church down at Dale. Amen. Dear friends of ours. And he said, Brother Collins, he said, I don't think I'll ever feel what I once felt in God. Amen. I said, Brother, you might feel better if you just hold on to God. You might do better. He might kill a fatted calf for you. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. It might be music and singing again for you, praise God. Hey, don't you think it's time that at least a few, one here and there, amen, comes to their senses and makes it back? What a sad epitaph to write on your tombstone, or for people to write on their mind when they view your last remains. He never came back. They walked no more with him. Amen. You can have it. You can have it for real. If you'll be for real. If you'll be honest with God, God will deal with you. God will help you. God will hear and answer your prayer. If you'll be honest with God. And oh, has he got a deal for you tonight. Come, he said. Come if you're thirsty. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Amen. He that is athirst, he said, let him come unto me and drink. Hallelujah. I tell you what, amen, your life can have meaning again. Did you know the backslider's life is the most miserable life there is in the world? They have no meaning. They're empty. An empty life is the most miserable life there is. Amen. Empty. No meaning. No real reason to live. But you can have God. Hallelujah. And you can tell Jesus this time, you are my reason for living. Hallelujah. You are the King of my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can have Jesus for real tonight. Stand with me. Let's pray, Father. Yeah. I've preserved you to this hour, and I shall continue to preserve you if you'll lean upon me. Trust in the Lord and fear not, neither be afraid. For it is the Lord that worketh in you His good pleasure. Don't doubt, don't fear, but trust the living God. He shall lift thee up. Yea, and thou shalt have deliverance in due time. For the Lord is never late, and He is all wise, and He knows how. And He is able for all things, able to do exceeding abundantly yet tonight. Above all, thou shalt ask or think. Believe Him and trust Him without fail. Praise Him tonight. Love Jesus tonight. Love the Lord tonight. He's a reaching. He's a helping. He's a moving. Praise God. He's a quickening. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless our remarks tonight, Lord. Bless this altar call, this song. Oh, Lord God, in the continuance of this service, may our lives be closer drawn to God and blessed in so doing. In Jesus' name, amen. As we come around these altars tonight, come with us, come with them. Rise from where you are and come make your altar before God and seek the face of the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, children. Come on, dads, moms, young and old. Let's seek His face tonight. Hallelujah. Thank